The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back reviewing the wonderful SmackDown 20 Years in Counting by our friends over at DK Publishing. And a huge shout out to our good buddy Jake Black. Not really, but I'd like to think we're good buddies. He's a very nice individual. And the team over at DK for this wonderful, wonderful history of SmackDown. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's a beautiful book. And it has a very interesting foreword.
It does. The one and only Deadman, The Undertaker, wrote something for the book. I mean, they got The Undertaker to do something. Imagine that.
This feels like shameless pandering to me. It really does. Like, I feel so called out because I open the book and the first thing I see is The Undertaker. It's like, aww, thanks, guy. That makes me feel better about this. Not that I was feeling bad about it before, but yeah, they have a wonderful picture of The Undertaker. He's walking out. They've got the signature in there. He's got his little rest in peace. It's a great little forward where he talks about the debut of SmackDown because he was a part of it.
He was.
Way back when, in April 27th, 1999. I feel so old.
And that was the pilot.
That was the pilot.
Yeah, that was the pilot. It did not come back onto network air until August of that year.
But yes, it started way back when in 1999. So, you know, 20 years.
20 years.
Of SmackDown. I feel so
I feel very old. Why know why I feel very old?
Why?
It has the star of the Rock and Sock connection in here.
Aww.
I feel really old now. Really, really old.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It's cool. It's cool that we've been following along this long. But you got everything. You get every year is covered in here. Each year gets, what, about 3-4 pages of what happened that entire year?
Yeah, it's broken up by year. You get a couple pages. You know, it all flows down. And it basically breaks down the major storylines that happened in that year. You know, it's like, for example, just kind of randomly selecting, let's say, 2012, because I just happened to flip to it. And, you know, you have the whole Kane versus Randy Orton feud that was going on. You have Big Show's WrestleMania promise. You had Ryback debut. You had Cesaro show up. You know, you had stuff going on with Sheamus and Layla's first title defense. Like, it basically is really cool because it breaks down all the big stuff that happened in that year. And there's a lot that you forget. And this is very similar to the Raw book in the sense that it's like there's so much that happens. And there's stuff that like sticks with you and stuff that doesn't stick with you. And you go back and you read through this and you're like, yeah, that's right. That did happen. And that's when that happened. So, you know, when we're sitting here and we're like, I think this happened, but I don't know when. And we're doing our shows.
This is a great reference guide for any wrestling fan out there. When you can't recall a moment and don't want to Google, use the book.
Yes, because I oftentimes, like, for whatever reason, the stretch between 2007 and 2010, I think that's all 2007 for some really stupid reason. So this keeps me straight. Thanks, guys. Thanks so much.
It's great.
It's all blur,
but this helps out. I love there's like a guide to people's finishing moves in here as well from all the best SmackDown finishing moves. That's really cool. There's a lot of wedding stuff in here, from Billy and Chuck's wedding to the Edge and Vicky wedding.
I love me a wrestling wedding. I think Kane and Lita are in here too. Somewhere.
No, Kane. I think Kane and Lita was a Raw wedding.
Was that a Raw wedding?
Lita was a Raw wedding. But this has everything you can want from it. You got the Shawn being white Undertaker thing that he did in the final battle between the two?
It's Spy versus Spy. It was actually
the anti-Undertaker. That's what it was.
It's called the anti-Undertaker. I call it Spy versus Spy because Shawn wears white, Taker wears black. That's from 25. That's from 25 where they did the first
match. That was the first battle. Yeah, because Shawn wrestled later. Yeah, that was the first battle. You have the rise of Kurt Angle, the rise of Edge in this book, the whole story with JBL and how that all began, you get told in this book. You learn about the man known as the Doctor of Thugonomics, John Cena, because he debuted on SmackDown, and you see his growth in this book throughout the years. It's really cool. It's very colorful. All the pictures stand out.
There's some great, great pictures in this. I love all the photos. Again, would love to get access to the photo server. Oh, it's the Wyatt family. Aww.
There's even mention of when Randy Orton burned down the compound.
We don't talk about that. It brings out Bray's bad side.
I know.
Don't bring that up.
I know. Him in his
funhouse. He's trying to be good. Leave the boy alone. And his chinos.
Yeah. We have Mr. America, the ring exploding. You have everything with Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio and Dominic, who...
Which is very poignant right now.
Very, very poignant, because I was flipping through the book and goes, Dominic next week is going to legally be my son. And it's like, we're kind of questioning it again here in 2019. So, things come full circle, huh?
Yes, this is proof who Dominic's father actually is.
Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah. No, not really. No.
But you get to relive all the best moments in SmackDown Live history. Yeah, and it's 20 years coming up later this year, which is weird in itself. And it's only the beginning for the SmackDown brand, but this is a great book.
What I really like about this is it reminds you of why you fell in love with, at least for me, why I fell in love with wrestling. And it takes me back to those storylines that I really enjoyed. And it sort of brings back the warm and fuzzies for me in terms of what I've liked over the years and also what I didn't like. Because let's be real, there's a lot of stuff I didn't like, but there's plenty that I did. And it's always nice to go back and see that and kind of relive those moments and remember, oh yeah, that's when that happened, and it led to this and this and this, and then, you know, and then they did the thing. So yeah, it's really cool to see that. I love stuff like this. I love to go back and kind of read on wrestling history, because stuff like this kind of predates when I started watching. So it's very cool for me to learn kind of what happened before I started watching wrestling, because I think I did actually start watching SmackDown. I think that was where I started.
So there you go. But no, it covers everything. It's like, there are certain eras that are sort of just blurs, because a lot has happened in 20 years, and you kind of forget certain things have happened. So these are good reference guides to, like, jog your memory, as we mentioned before. It's like, you just jog your memory on, like, Carlito was cool back in the day when he was feuding with John Cena. You get to see that in this book, and it all triggers back, okay, so that went there, and yada, yada, yada. You get it from there. It's a nice triggering point to jog your memory.
Very nice triggering point. So yeah, so if you want this, if you want to check it out, it is fine. Booksellers everywhere. It's on sale now, I believe. So it is SmackDown 20 years and counting, because it's continuing, and it's by Jake Black, who's awesome and amazing, and his wonderful team. Shout out to the team. Shout out to the art department, because you did a great job laying out this book, as you always do.
Yeah.
The cover is fire. You've got the matte and the gloss again.
Which is awesome. It's Jake Black, John Hill, and Dee Miller, the writers of SmackDown 20 years and counting.
Yes. So everybody, go check it out. But I think that does it for us. What do you think?
Yeah, make sure you go check it out. www.shop.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Get it. Rock Radio Show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Wild Talk Radio, and Twitter, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, twitch.tv/WTR Live. And if you're in the Fortnite item shop, use credit code RocketSuck.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Linz Ward, LNSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, SmackDown 20 Years and Counting Edition, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will see you soon with another review. Till then, bye!